Who's excited for Christmas? All right, we got a few people excited over here. I didn't hear a lot over there. But hey, 3 days away, I know that means that we have, for some of us, maybe most of us, there's a lot of things to get ready. There's a lot of things we got to do. Are you ready? Nope. I hear some nopes. Okay. I mean, we got to get the house ready. I mean, the kids don't worry about that, but the house has to get ready. The tree needs to be decorated. And there needs to be different things that are ready in the house, like getting all the food ready for people coming over or where you're going to spend Christmas with. But am I forgetting something? What else do we need to get ready right before Christmas? What is it? The cake for Jesus. So some people do that. Yeah, we do that. Do we give things to people? Oh, presents. Oh, yeah, presents. Are we all ready? Have everybody have all their shopping done? To be honest, it's 3 days before Christmas. Are we done shopping? Maybe that's what's on our minds right now. Okay, I forgot to get this person, or I haven't started yet. You don't have to admit it, but if you haven't started yet, you still have time. You still have a little bit of time. I mean, if you're trying to go on Amazon Prime, you got to do it pretty much today. If you're going to the stores, you're going to be waiting in lines, okay? But you have some time. But guess what? We celebrate Christmas by giving gifts. We celebrate Christmas by giving gifts to people that we think that they're going to like. Now, we don't always score with that. But the best possible gift that we could possibly get and receive, we know the answer. We've been singing all about Jesus this morning, but it's Jesus. Jesus is the greatest gift. Jesus is the gift that he came as a baby during this Christmas season, and we get to celebrate him as the gift. Now, maybe we're like, hey, we hear this every year. We hear about Jesus every year coming as a baby. But why is it such good news? Why is it such a good thing that Jesus came? I mean, he came last year. We celebrated him last year. Why do we keep talking about this? We talk about Jesus every year, and really, every day, if we have Jesus, we trust Jesus with our life. Jesus is the reason we have life. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our hope. And today we're looking at how Jesus is our love. The greatest gift possible is the gift of Jesus. And so we're going to be looking at this today, looking at this idea from what was their news? What was their reaction to this news? Now, we heard in the children's story earlier about how the shepherds ran and they got excited and they got to go and find the baby Jesus. But these shepherds, keep in mind, these shepherds were the ones that were first told this news about the Savior of the world. And now, we hear about shepherds a lot, but it's easy for us to kind of forget that shepherds were the lowest members of society. They were the kind of the rejects, kind of the ones that had to go be with the animals and somebody had to do it. But the shepherds, they were the ones that heard this news. The angels came to the shepherds. And so let's read from Luke 2 this account, what happened here this night on Christmas Eve about 2,000 years ago. Or a little around that, yep. So we have Luke 2, if you want to read along, or on the screen. Just looking at what happened from that night. So in verse 8, it says, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, and this is nearby Bethlehem, and they were keeping watch over the flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. On earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Now this is quite a story. The shepherds, they're out in the field, and all of a sudden they see this angel, and they're probably all like, "Well, am I dreaming, or what's going on here?" Right? They're just like, "What is happening?" And they hear these words, and they hear about this proclamation, but then they get to see the sky light up by all these angels, and all these angels singing angelically, amazing. They were singing glory to God. They were singing this praise. They were singing this praise because what God was doing, what the Father, he was sending the Son to be the Savior of the world. He was sending the Son to save us. He was sending a Son to be the Messiah, the one that people, we all need desperately, a Savior. And so that night, they heard this message, and they looked at each other, and they said, "What should we do? Let's go. Let's go find this baby." And so they did. Somehow they found the baby. We think it had something to do with a star that was there, right? But they found this baby, and they found him, and they worshiped this newborn baby. And then they went out and told people all about Jesus. They didn't have fear. They weren't worried about who they told and what they told. They just wanted to share this good news, this amazing news, with everyone they could. So we're gonna see tonight or today that this holy night that we're talking about is this gift of Jesus Christ coming to the world. And Jesus Christ is the best gift. People must know. This good news is to be shared, this good news. But before it's to be shared, this good news is that Jesus came as a gift to savor. Now you might be like, "Wait, savor? You just be spelled savior, right? Savior." No, he came as he was the Savior, and he is the Savior. But I believe, he came as a gift to savor. He came as a gift to savor. Now if you know my dog Shadow, you will know that he loves food. And as soon as we feed him, his food is gone in like seconds. Like, I don't even know how he scarfs it down so fast, but he does. And I just can't imagine him really savoring the taste of this food. Now, I don't know. Maybe he is. But he eats so fast, it's hard to taste anything, I'm sure. Now, when you eat something that you really enjoy, I like to savor it. It's not about how much necessarily you eat, but it's how long you can enjoy it. And so, like, when I eat ice cream, I don't just scarf it down like Shadow. I savor it. In fact, I might have mentioned this before, but I like to use a little tiny spoon. Maybe not tiny, tiny, but I use these small bites because I can just savor the ice cream, and then it's like on my tongue longer, and I can enjoy the taste of it. I can savor how wonderful it is. And so I just like to enjoy that. But Jesus, he is the gift that he wants us to savor him. He doesn't want us to be in such a hurry. He wants us to slow down. And let's go ahead and savor our Savior. He wants to be experienced. He wants to be enjoyed. He wants to be in relationship with you. He wants you to be with Him. He wants you to slow down and enjoy Him. He came to earth as a gift to be in a relationship with you. And this gift is meant to be enjoyed. It's meant to be savored. It's not meant to be gone in a hurry. Now, some gifts that we have, they get broken. They get ruined. They stop working. They get wore out. Whatever it is, the gift that you're getting in Christmas or that you're giving someone, most likely, if it's a material thing, it's not going to last more than, let's just say, 5, 10, maybe 15 years, depending on what it is, right? Most of the time, those things are gone. Maybe you can get some good use out of it, but most of the time, those gifts are going to be no good anymore. Jesus came to be the best gift that keeps giving. He wants us to savor Him, but He also wants us to save Him. Now, careful how we say it. We're not trying to save Jesus. He actually came to save us, but He's the gift that we save. He's the gift that we don't just throw in the shelf. We don't just bury somewhere in the house. We don't throw away. He's the gift that we save. He's the gift that we treasure. He's the gift that it's our prized possession. Jesus is our treasure. He's the gift that we hold on to, that we hang on to, that we don't want to get rid of. And Jesus came as this gift, but we save this gift, but He also came to save us. He came to save us from our greatest problem. And our greatest problem is not what's right in front of you this week or next week or the thing that's awaiting for you back at your school or your job or with your family. The greatest problem that you have and that I have, that we all have, is this problem with sin. And it's easy to think about all these other problems we have, but the underlying problem is sin, and that's the biggest problem. And you see, when we sin, it separates us from God. And that sin has a consequence, that someone is going to die because of that sin. Someone's going to die. Someone has to pay for that sin by death. Now, really awesome that Jesus came. He's the greatest gift. He came to save. He's the one that came to take our place on the cross. He's the one that died so that we don't have to. Jesus, as He grew up, He taught people about the Father. He told people about heaven. He told people about the Spirit. He was letting people know about the kingdom of God. And then He laid down His life when He didn't deserve to die, because not one time in His life had He sinned. But yet Jesus, with love, died in your place and in my place. And Jesus, and we celebrate at Easter that He rose from the dead 3 days later. On the third day, He rose from the dead and He's victorious. And after some time of sharing with His disciples, He ascended to the Father, and He's with the Father in heaven now. And Jesus is alive. And we can be in relationship with Jesus. He's calling all of us, whether we've accepted Him as His free gift of salvation or not. He's calling after us. He wants us to be close to Him. He wants us to stop and enjoy some time with Him. He wants us to stop and be with Him. He wants us to let Him pay the price for our sin. Because someone has to pay the price. It's either going to be us, or we can let Jesus pay the price. And the way we let Jesus pay the price is we accept Jesus' free gift of salvation. We ask Jesus to be in charge of our life. We ask Jesus to rule our life. We ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins and let Him be the Savior of our life. Or we can pay that price ourselves. And that's a terrible decision that unfortunately many make, to pay the price of their sin. When Jesus is willing to be accepted. He's paid that price. We just have to accept his gift, that greatest gift of love. Accept him, this greatest gift, and you will never, ever regret it. In Romans 5:8, we heard this earlier this morning, but while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. The greatest gift of love is that Jesus came to die. And that Jesus is taking your place. He is saving you. In John 3:16, we're very familiar with this passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that's Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We need to put our trust and belief into Jesus Christ. But then it says in verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God sent Jesus to the world to save us, to save you, to save me, to save our neighbors, to save our coworkers, to save our classmates, to save anyone that wants to accept Jesus' free gift of salvation. But often we are too busy to savor Jesus, to save Jesus. And so there's a Christmas letter I've asked my daughter Emily to come read, one that Angie found this week, and I thought it was really, really neat to just listen to this letter. It's also in the back of your sermon notes.
When you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem, I'm right here where you are. You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from your list of things to do to close your eyes and say a prayer, I'm waiting here for you. You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. You'll find me in the stillness where I'm whispering your name.
Thank you, Emily. So this letter, it's not actually written by Jesus, but it's this idea that often we are doing all these things during Christmas, celebrating and shopping and decorating, but we're often so busy that we kind of start forgetting that the reason that we celebrate Christmas is Jesus. And he came to be with us. He came to be the Savior to you, to be the best gift. And he wants us just to close our eyes and say a prayer. He wants us to be the one that we are wanting to be with. He's our God with us. And this is the response from the shepherds. Let's see what they do after they see Jesus, and they're so excited.
To us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. To establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
These shepherds were so excited that they were bold. They knew the Messiah was here. They knew the Savior of the world was here, and they saw him. And so they wanted to share this gift, because Jesus came as a gift to share. He came at Christmas as this gift to savor, to save, but also to share with others. It says in Luke 2:17 that when the shepherds seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. What was told to them about this child was that what the angels had told them, what the angels had sung, and that they were so filled with awe and wonder. And then it says in verse 18 that all who heard what the shepherds said were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They were amazed that these shepherds, these ones that are usually out in the field, these shepherds that usually maybe are sometimes awkward or not wanting to be around people so much. These shepherds are the ones that were the first evangelists. These shepherds are the ones that were sharing the good news of Jesus. They were bold. These shepherds saw Jesus. And because they saw Jesus, they wanted to share Jesus. And some of the best things in life are things that we share. Think about it. The things that you share, those are the things that you want other people to experience, to have, to enjoy. Maybe that's why sharing is so hard. In the book Amish Proverbs, Suzanne Fisher wrote this: "The real secret of happiness is not what you give or what you receive. It's what you share." Sharing the news of Jesus brings happiness and joy, not just to yourself, but to others. We share Jesus. Sharing Jesus with others is what being a Christian is all about. Accepting Jesus, savoring Him, saving this gift and letting Him save you, and then sharing it with others. Sharing it to those that are near us. Sharing it with those wherever we're going. Sharing it with those to the ends of the earth. In Acts 1:8, it's this verse that Jesus said, "You're going to be my witnesses." He told the disciples, "You're going to be my witnesses to Jerusalem," where they were, "to Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." He doesn't want us just to hold on to this message. He wants this message to be shared. He wants this message to be spread. And it's really cool to see how that message of Jesus, the good news of Jesus, even from this congregation, is being shared around the world. I mean, there's a great display out here in the bulletin board. This bulletin board shows the different things, the different organizations and places that we are supporting, that we are helping, that where Jesus is being shared. Here locally, and also regionally and you know, nationally, but also to the ends of the earth. There's so many things that we can be excited about. Because as a church, our mission is developing disciples who are reaching people with Jesus' transforming gospel. That's what we're to be all about. Developing disciples. Not just for ourselves, but to reach people. To reach out. Whoever is near us. And whoever we run in contact with. To be with those people. To tell people about the good news of Jesus. Because His good news transforms people. It brings them to salvation. Our main idea today is that because Jesus came to us, we get to go and share His love with others. Now, notice I said we get to. Not we have to, but when we are so excited about the love of Jesus and we are so excited about the good news of Jesus, when we realize that Jesus is the best gift, then we get to share this good news with others. And we get to share His love with others. But were the shepherds the most qualified to share Jesus? No. They weren't the most qualified. They weren't the most educated. They weren't even very dignified people. But they were chosen by God. And angels came to them and announced the news of Jesus. God could have chosen more educated people, more maybe quote-unquote important people to spread the news. But no, He chose them. And guess what? He chooses you too. He chooses me. We sometimes feel like we have to be more trained. We have to be more educated to go tell people about Jesus. But it's just not true. It is a good idea to be more trained. It is a good idea to know more about Jesus. It's a good idea to be in God's Word, soaking it up, knowing Jesus, knowing more about Him. But it's not just about knowing Jesus. It's about experiencing Jesus. It's about savoring Jesus. It's about saving the gift of Jesus and letting Him save us so that we can then share Jesus with others. That's the best news. That Jesus came, not just for me, but but for all who accept Jesus. And if we really love Jesus, if we really love others, then we want to share this gift, the best gift. We want to share His love, His message with others, because then we will see transformation and people changing from being broken, from being down, from being lost, to being people that have hope and have love and joy, and because of Jesus, are living for Jesus and having life in Jesus. You know, a simple way that you can do that this week, and we have only a couple days left, but a simple way is you grab one of those invitations and you hand it to somebody. An invitation, we're having a Christmas Eve service at 6:30 on Tuesday night, Christmas Eve. Candlelight service. People like to come to things like that. It's a really simple, easy way. Take an invitation. We have them in the back. Take one. Be praying about who to give it to, but just give it to somebody, someone that doesn't know Jesus, and let them experience Jesus. Let them know Jesus. Let them eventually, hopefully, pray that they savor Jesus and are saved by Jesus, and that they too would share Jesus. Now, don't miss this. What did the shepherds do between hearing the good news and sharing the good news? Because I think sometimes we hear and then we want to share. But what did they do between hearing the good news and sharing the good news? They went and they experienced Jesus. They beheld the Messiah. They savored being with their Savior. They experienced the good news. They didn't just hear about the good news. In our vertical love, first of all, we have vertical love. We have love between God the Father, Jesus the Spirit. We have this love from above to us. When we experience this vertical love, this love from the Father, and when we are filled with this vertical love, then we're going to overflow horizontally. And this love is going to go out for others. So sometimes it's like, oh, how do I go share Jesus with people? Maybe start by being filled with Jesus yourself. Start by being soaked and realizing how wonderful Jesus is. Too wonderful for words. So how have you experienced Jesus this Christmas? How have you experienced this gift of love? And who will you go and share this gift of Jesus with? But I want to encourage you, before going to share, be filled with Jesus. Be filled with His love. And if that's something you have never done before, it's not too late. It's not too late to ask Jesus to save you of your sins, because He lovingly paid the price for you. But you have to ask Him. You have to accept Him, because He is the greatest gift, and He came to be with us, this gift of love. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank You that You're the gift that keeps giving. You're the gift that we can tell people about. That You're the gift that came to us. Lord, I pray that You would, during this Christmas season, that we would experience You in a new way, that we would have this love that's filled by You, that's full and overflowing. So Lord, I pray that You would help us just to calm down. Help us to hear You in the still, quiet voice. Help us to not be in a hurry to miss what You're doing in front of us. And Lord, I pray that we would savor You, that we would share You. And that, Lord, we thank You that You save us. So Lord, we pray that we would be people that are so full of Your love that we can't help from just telling other people, like these shepherds just couldn't help being so excited to share the good news of You with others. We pray this in Your powerful name. Amen.